105.9 Academy FM.
Biz Connect.
Promoting and connecting businesses in Kent and around the world.
Tweet us at Kent_biz.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Biz Connect radio show with myself, Martin White, and as always, two super guests in the studio with us today. To my right, we have...
Cheryl Corsbrook.
Cheryl, lovely to have you with us. And to my left...
Ella Brocklebank.
Ella, lovely to see you too. Now, for those of you who don't know Cheryl and Ella, and I can't believe there's anybody out there that doesn't know them because they're such large personalities in the business community in Kent. Cheryl, just tell us a little bit about what you do.
I'm a freelance construction consultant and I'm vice chair of Donations with a Difference.
Brilliant. And Ella?
I'm also a trustee of Donations with a Difference alongside Cheryl, and together we're pretty busy in the construction industry hosting a number of groups, which I'm sure we'll come on to later, and then the day job is Head of Communications at Jenna.
Fantastic. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to focus in on your charity work with Donations with a Difference in the first part of the show, and then I think we're going to come on to talk about all things construction in Kent and what's going on at the moment and the Construction Expo, which I know is happening next week as well. So another packed show today. Do stay with us. I think what we'll do for now is play a little bit of music, and when we come back we're going to talk to Cheryl and Ella. So stay with us, we'll be right back after this.
Academy FM Folkestone.
Biz Connect, the show that promotes and connects businesses.
Welcome back, everybody. You're tuned into the BizConnect, a radio show today, this Monday afternoon. As I was saying before the break, we've got two fabulous guests in the studio with us today. We've got Cheryl Corsbrook and Ella Brocklebank, two leading lights in the construction industry in Kent, but also two charity fundraisers for Donations with a Difference. So, ladies, over to you. Tell us all about Donations with a Difference and what you guys do, please.
Well, Donations with a Difference is a charity based in Kent, and we are all volunteers. It's a grant-making trust. People can apply to us for grants so that we can help them with different things like buggies and pushchairs and car seats and lots of different things. We only give money out in Kent. We don't actually go outside of that. We're all volunteers. There are eight of us. Six of us are in the construction industry, so that's where we kind of get our link from. Ella and I have been trustees for about 4 or 5 years now, and we just help raise money across Kent.
Why did you both decide that this was the charity for you in terms of getting involved and investing your time on a sort of voluntary basis there? Ella, tell us about that.
In all honesty, Martin, it was actually a bit of a happy accident, wasn't it? I think we knew a previous chair of the charity, and we sort of got on our soapbox a little bit and said, hang on a minute, you don't have any females on your board of trustees, and we just, you know, we love what you do. You know, how can we help and get involved? And that was it, really. He said, right, you're in then. So careful what you ask for, really. But we actually absolutely love what we do. We're really passionate about this charity. We've been able to help so many different families. Mm. We help children, we help adults. As Cheryl said, it's all about provision of specialist medical equipment and that the NHS simply can't fund for whatever reason. Mm. And we've had some children who are 8 years old, they're still in a bed for a two-year-old. It's just not suitable for them. So by helping them with our grants, it just really eases life for them. It's life-changing work that we do, and it's just improving their quality of life. And as I say, that's both children and adults that we're able to help. Yeah. So it's a really special charity. We're very proud of what we do and feel really lucky that we're able to do that, and the generosity of others is just amazing.
So in terms of how you work, do you actually invite grant applications, for example, from members of the public who might have a sick son or daughter at home, or perhaps they're, you know, they're not able to get out and about because they don't have the right equipment? How does that work?
Yeah, that's right, we do. So our website is www.dwad.org, and you can go on there and the grant application process is there, and anybody can apply. We have quite a number of referrals through the NHS from occupational therapists or children's social services, because we do small things, you know, a buggy mm. that's suitable for an autistic child, mm-hmm. a car seat that somebody with ADHD can't get out of. And these things are life-changing. It enables the parents to be able to look after their children on their own rather than having carers and that. So even during lockdown, you know, although we didn't raise any money for 2 years, we still managed to do these smaller grants for a couple of £100 that makes so much difference to those families.
Yeah, and I remember seeing in Margate recently, I think it was this summer, these sort of beach buggies that disabled kids can get into with these huge tyres, and they can be wheeled into the sea, and they can enjoy, you know, the experience of being in the sea.
Yeah, we've done a couple of those, haven't we?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's mm-hmm. again, that's about quality of life. Yeah. So, and as much for the recipient and their families as well, being able to then take them off road and experience an NHS wheelchair is just not suitable for anything other than and the pavements, really. Mm-hmm. So this allows them freedom to get out and about and enjoy the great outdoors, and it's just so amazing to see, really. How that does change life for other people.
Yeah. So in terms of that whole... Sorry, Cheryl, you wanted to say something.
I was just going to say, it's not just for children we help. We mm-hmm. helped a lady who had a bungalow that had been adapted for her, and she was in a wheelchair and couldn't reach any of the cupboards. So the wheelchair that we helped fund was a rising wheelchair, so that she was actually going around at the height of everybody else. So she felt like she wasn't sort of segregated.
Yeah.
And so it's not just children, it's adults we help as well.
Yeah, okay. So in terms of... you know, grant applications that you will consider, won't consider, are there any sort of are there any exclusions? Are there things you just can't do because they're too expensive, for example, in terms of the equipment in investment, or is it a blank sheet of paper in terms of your look at anything?
Well, our funds are limited to what we raise, so we're a charity that currently raises about £20,000 a year, so we will look at anything. We don't look at any applications outside of Kent, mm-hmm. and generally it's for equipment. It's not for a service or something like that. It's just something tangible.
So the kind of the average or the typical value of a grant that you might sort of put through is what, sort of up to a couple of £1,000, or generally, or
it is, although we have done one of £15,000. So there's a little boy.
She's going to get emotional.
I know.
Now.
There's a little boy in Sheppey. If anybody remembers the DIY SOS house that was built for the two dads and their four children, three of them are quite disabled, mm-hmm. and Curly was 7 at the time, and he really doesn't move very much at all, and he wasn't going to live past his first birthday. And the guys have just amazing what they've done there with him.
Right. I think he's now 11.
He's now 11. Yeah. So it was a wheelchair that grows with him, uh-huh. that he can control with his head. Wow. So that's all the movement that he has. So he can actually go down the garden on a track on this wheelchair. And they'd raised £5,000, and then we had a golf day and raised the rest for him.
Fantastic.
And we know, we were told by his parents how much he loved it, because whenever they tried to take him out of it, he had a tantrum. Yeah. So I think that was an affirmation that money went to a very good cause.
And the actual, so that the process of applying, you mentioned your website, and people can go on there and fill in an application form,
yeah,
presumably.
Very, very simple. Mm-hmm. It's very simple, very short, just basically name, address, and a contact number, how much they want, and what it is for, uh-huh. and how it will help them, their families, and the child or adult that it's going to help.
I'd imagine that whole sort of, you know, do you sit on a monthly basis and go through all of that?
We were nodding there. You can't hear us nodding, can you? Yes, we decide as a team of trustees, we have a monthly meeting, and we'll run through any grants, and then it's a majority vote, really. As long as we have sort of four in support of that application, it will go forwards. And again, as trustees, we all have different sort of points of reference, what really sort of resonates with each of us. So it can spark quite an interesting debate, really. But generally, we're here, we want to help if we can. Uh-huh. You know, for recently, Cheryl's just dealing with an application, which is actually via a school. But that was a really special one, because we knew it's some sort of sensory equipment that would actually help a lot of children there. So that was even better that, yes, it was a larger investment, but it's actually going to help so many more children than just supporting one individual application. Yeah. So again, schools can apply to us as well.
Was that a special needs school?
It is. It's Wyvern School in Ashford. Mm-hmm. And some of the children there are profoundly disabled and they're in wheelchairs all of the time.
Yeah.
And the piece of equipment was a mobile projector that projects onto the floor that is interactive. So we had a demonstration last week and the guy came in and laid out the floor and the children came into the room in their wheelchairs with their carers, and they could see the light on the floor, and if they moved their hands it would pop bubbles. They were in the sea.
It's really cool.
It was really quite humbling. It was amazing. Well, it's only a couple of weeks away and we'll be able to have that, and we'll be able to show people when we have our event later in the year.
But people are so appreciative of our support. Said the lady when you said that we were going to support
tears.
Was really emotional. So it's amazing for us as trustees to see the difference, it's in the name there, Donations with a Difference, and it really does truly make a difference to the lives of others.
And quite an emotional process for you guys as well to go through these applications and kind of,
it's very humbling. You then feel very fortunate. So, that's why we do what we do, and we're so passionate about raising money. The more money we can raise, the more people we can support.
Brilliant. Okay, well, look, I think what we'll do is we'll play a little bit of music. When we come back, you just mentioned, the need to raise money and fundraising. We'll talk about all of that, I think, in terms of what you guys are up to, because I know you've been running golf events, you do quizzes. So we'll talk about how businesses and individuals can kind of get involved in that as well. So do stay with us, and we'll be straight back after this.
Academy FM Folkestone.
Biz Connect, the show that promotes and connects businesses.
Welcome back to the Biz Connect radio show, everybody. We've got two fabulous guests in the studio with us today. We have Cheryl Causebrook and Ella Brocklebank from Kent charity Donations with a Difference. They're also going to be talking about their work in the construction industry in the second half of the show. But what I'd like to do now, ladies, if we can, is talk about the need to raise money. I mean, we mentioned that before the break. We talked about the fact that you guys are only as good as the money you're effectively able to bring in terms of donations. So how can businesses, how can individuals get involved with your fundraising efforts at Donations with a Difference?
Well, for us, we're both in the construction industry, we use lots of construction businesses, but we're not focused on that, really. We can be anywhere. So as a charity, we have a ball at Christmas, which is the Kent Construction Charity Ball. And anybody, a business can be involved in that. Maybe if an accountant or an insurance company or somebody like that wants to come along to a construction event where they'll be able to network with others as well.
So Donations with a Difference is the chosen charity for that ball?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It's our ball. We host that ourselves.
Okay.
So we do everything and put that event on. But as Cheryl says, people would actually use it. It's on the 25th of November in Ashford at the International Hotel. Mm-hmm. People could use that as their Christmas party. If they can't afford to do it, or they're only a small team, they could take a table of 10 and come and be part of something bigger. We have DJ and it's just a really fun evening. So it's a networking opportunity, but obviously just a time to sort of kick back and relax and help raise money for our charities.
Yeah, and even if it's only a small business with two or three employees, just bring along your two or three.
Yeah.
You don't have to have a table, you can come along as individuals.
So how much, I know it was quite a big thing last year, because you'd had to sort of cancel it through COVID, and then you had a big one last year. How much money did you raise?
Yeah, so in 2021 we raised £12,500.
Wow.
Which was amazing. It really was.
Yeah.
We didn't have one in 2020. Mm. And our first ball was in 2019, which is our fifth anniversary. It was our first ball. We put it together in 6 weeks and we raised...
it quite a lot, to be honest, Martin.
I think
in all
we raised
honesty.
A similar amount. Did we raise...
Yes, similar.
Yeah, £12,500.
Wow, brilliant. Okay. So that's in November.
Mm-hmm.
So how can we find out about that? Is that going to be published on your website?
That'll
website?
Be published on the website, and then we're going to tag on to everything you tweet about us after this event with a flyer so people can get involved.
It's perfect.
On the last Friday in November, Ashford International Hotel, DWAD.org. You can find out details on there.
Okay. And we're also across social media, so people can follow us and find out more there.
Okay, now you did a golf day, I think, earlier on in the year as well.
We did. It was probably the wettest day of the year so far. So we literally had a shotgun start. It was in July. Was it in July? Shotgun start at 9 o'clock, and that is exactly when the rain started. And then dinner was at 3, and that is exactly when the rain stopped.
Yeah.
There was ducks on the green.
There was ducks. There were ducks. They had to, and some of the greens were so waterlogged, it was just unreal. It just never, it was biblical, the rain, wasn't it?
But it didn't stop people coming out.
We had an amazing day. We had a complete turnout of all of our teams.
Brilliant.
And we raised £7,000. So
amazing.
It was fantastic.
Fantastic.
The real beauty of the challenge, of the charity, sorry, Martin, is that every single penny we raise goes directly to helping others. You know, we don't have big overheads. We're all volunteers. So anything that we do raise, then it goes into the pot that we can then distribute to people who apply to us for grants.
That's good to know. So on the golf front then, as we head into sort of autumn weather, have you got any more sort of wet weather golf events planned or
no,
not?
No, we haven't. Our golf day is usually just annually.
Yeah, okay.
So we generally do it in July because we think it's going to be a nice day.
And maybe we should try December.
You must have picked the one day this summer that it rained.
Oh, it was.
It's been a good summer, hasn't it?
It was terrible. Mm. Yeah. No, you're right. It has been a great summer. But we've had them before, and we had that one at the cave. The hotel there, and the one before, once before, we've had at Canterbury Golf Club. They have always been really good days.
Yeah.
Other
so
fundraisers,
we'll look out for that next year.
Mm-hmm. Other fundraisers we've done in the past are cocktail making events as well.
Right.
And so they're great fun evenings. And again, they've been cross industry, haven't they? Mm-hmm. We've had lots of different people from accountants to solicitors at those as well.
Okay. So is that our good friend Laura at Wildbox that organised that or has organised
that?
Oh, no,
it wasn't actually.
Past?
No, but that's a good idea.
For the future.
But I think she's got her hands full now
with a baby and running a couple of businesses. Okay. But the other thing I know you're very keen to talk to businesses about is adopting your charity, Donations with a Difference, as their corporate charity.
That's right. I mean, any Kent based business, if you'd like to do some charity days and want a Kent focused charity, then we're your
We'd love to be involved. And as we've said, yes, we are predominantly focused on the construction industry because that's the day job for so many of us. But we really want to get the word out there and open this up now to engage with other businesses throughout Kent. So please do get in touch and contact us via our website.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we'd love to hear from businesses. Yeah.
Now, I know you're in the process of updating your website at the moment. So presumably details of the ball and how we can get involved as kind of corporate charity sponsors and all of that's going to be
on
there.
We'll make sure that function's still there while we're just updating the website.
In the near future, fine. Okay, fabulous. So just give us one final shout out, please, for your website address so people can get in touch.
It's www.dwad.org.
Fabulous. Good. Well, lovely to talk to you about Donations with a Difference today. We're going to play a little bit of music now. When we come back, we're going to focus in on construction.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about everything that's going on in the construction industry in Kent at the moment, because it's obviously a pretty dynamic space. So do stay with us and we'll be right back after this.
Academy FM Folkestone.
Biz Connect, the show that promotes and connects businesses.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Biz Connect, a radio show today with myself, Martin White, but also two fabulous guests. We've got Cheryl Corsbrook with us, and we also have Ella Brocklebank. Most of you out there will probably know Cheryl and Ella for their work in the construction industry. We've been talking about their work with the charity Donations with a Difference, but now we're going to talk about their work in the construction industry in Kent and everything that they're up to there, because there's plenty of opportunities out there for businesses to get involved, I would suggest, on a networking level and collaboration and everything else. So Cheryl, let's start with you. Just give us a brief overview of your day job, if you like, in the construction business and what you're up to.
Okay, so I'm a freelance construction consultant. I started out as a quantity surveyor 35 years ago. And I've worked with across cross-sector from subcontractors, main contractors to the professional side. Went into business development and marketing as well. And now I have a couple of roles that I do that are paid, lots of things that aren't paid. So I'm a non-exec director for the Digital Lookout, a digital marketing agency, and also with another subcontractor. My years in the industry helped me to help them, or help me to help them move on within the industry themselves. Mm-hmm. I still have a commercial role overseeing Hawk, who are a PQS practice, while Emma's had her baby and sort of covering her maternity leave on that. And then I've done some work with the Chamber in the past on the local skills improvement plan.
Okay.
So just my general knowledge of construction is kind of as an overarching role to some businesses now.
So you're incredibly well connected, obviously, in the construction industry. And I know something else that you're kind of very active in promoting is getting young people coming through into the industry, and you know, women, young women in construction in particular as well. You're very kind of proactive in that space, aren't you? And very, very keen to push that.
Yeah, no, that's right. I mean, I work as an enterprise advisor with Northern Natural School. So that's boys and girls. We generally, although yes, we want more women in construction, we also need boys in construction. The cross is too low. We need to encourage more youngsters into the industry generally. Mm-hmm. And through my work with Constructing Excellence, we developed the brand Construction 186, which is all about the variety of roles that are available within construction for everybody.
Yeah, incredibly exciting. And Ella, let's turn to you. Tell us, because you have a slightly different role, obviously, at Jenna Group, but tell us about what you do as a day job.
So the day job is Head of Communications and Business Development at Jenna, which is incredibly busy and varied, and allows me to then sort of go off on a number of tangents in all the different other groups I'm involved with, really. But ultimately, my role really is to promote the Jenna brand, keep that strong throughout Kent and beyond, and just really look after our clients and consultants, nurturing those relationships, bringing through future opportunities for the business. As I say, a completely varied role. Two days are the same, really, but I absolutely love what I do, and I just love the variety. And really, the construction industry in Kent is really, I know this is going to sound a little bit cheesy, but like a big family, really, and we all do look out for each other. It's incredibly tough in the industry at the moment, really, really challenging. We're all sort of riding the storm. We've just come out of COVID, we've gone into a political unrest with the war in the Ukraine, which has had a knock-on effect, really, with materials prices. We're obviously all facing the energy crisis and what that's
Brexit
doing to people.
Well,
we have Brexit. It's just been one thing after the other for the construction industry, so it is really important to have those key relationships in place and really look out for each other and do all we can to push forwards. You're keeping confidence in the industry, and it's really, really busy. It's not without opportunity. It's just really delivery at the moment, in sort of after the legacy of COVID, really. Which has hit a lot of companies hard.
And it's lovely to have a local Folkestone firm on the show, Jenna Group, because obviously you've delivered some really high profile projects this year, and you've got one ongoing down on the seafront. I know a kind of large apartment complex that you're building down there.
Yes, we're busy delivering Shoreline, which is 84 luxury new homes right on the beachfront in Folkestone, which is really progressing well. If you haven't sort of walked past recently, do make it down there and have a look, because the scaffold is just coming down and it's exposed a beautiful white glazed brickwork, which is just absolutely stunning. And that's going to be a really great addition to Folkestone, encouraging sort of the down from London as to come and sort of reside in Folkestone and then commute to London.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be really, really positive. It's a great investment for the town. It follows on from F51, which is the world's first multi-story skate park, which we delivered, and are very, very excited. Our site manager, Nigel, is actually up for the Construction Manager of the Year award on Wednesday this week. So we're sort of eagerly awaiting to see if he wins that, because he absolutely deserves to. That's such a challenging build. Anyone in construction would recognise that. So incredibly
proud. But what a great asset for the local community here.
Oh, absolutely, yes. And that's really about community engagement and allowing a sporting opportunity for children throughout Folkestone. All school children can access the park for £1 a month, really, yeah. Which is a really, that's a gift to Folkestone, yeah. In that facility.
Fantastic, great. So some super projects ongoing there. What I want to do is bring the two of you together now, because I know that you both co-chair the Kent Construction Focus Group. So tell us a little bit about that and the varied kind of work that you guys get involved with there, from networking to events and everything else.
Also, the Kent Construction Focus Group is the Kent and Victor Chambers dedicated focus group for construction. Mm-hmm. It's been running for over 20 years now. I remember going to some of the very first meetings. But it's basically a networking group for anyone in the construction industry. It is held on the first Tuesday of every month in Maidstone. And if you're a plumber, electrician, a painter, an architect, an engineer, it is for all sectors of the industry. And it brings together lots of people so that they can network together. Mm-hmm. I mean, the networking community in Kent for construction is huge. Mm. One of the things I forgot to mention was about the Kent Rugby Club. That again is a massive connection for the construction industry. Yes. And we were lucky enough to be their charity of the year with Donations with a Difference.
Yeah.
But all of these things all tie in together, because then we can tell people there about the other opportunities that are available in construction. We have also the Kent Constructing Excellence Group, which is a quarterly. We focus each year on something different, and again that's all cross-sector as well. This year's theme is about never let a good crisis go to waste. Well, obviously we've had a bit of a crisis in the last couple of years, and it's bringing together people so they can talk about how we move forward than that, and don't waste a crisis, make it useful.
Uh-huh. And I know this Friday you also have your Building Connections, which is a slightly less formal networking group, a lunch.
Building Kent Connections is held on the last Friday of each month. Mm-hmm. That's usually payday for a lot of people. and that is held as a reciprocal event for for main contractors, clients, consultants.
Yeah.
And we generally bring out about 80 people each month. Uh-huh. And it's sponsored, so the food is paid for. And, you know, it's a great opportunity. The networking in Kent is different to everywhere. Anywhere else I've been, in Sussex or in London, the Kent networking is very different, would you say, Al?
Absolutely, yeah. It's, as I say, it's like that sort of family ethos where, you know, the relationships are really, really strong, and that's been built up over time, really, and the effort people have put in. And, you know, there's you know, never not a good time to network and promote your business. If you're busy, get out and promote your business. If you're not busy, even more so, you know, you always need to be doing that. Don't rest on your laurels. Those relationships come into play, particularly when things get tough. So, yeah, we really endorse that, don't we, and those relationships throughout the industry.
So it really does work, that kind of building that collaboration and you know, relationships, and ultimately, you know, everybody feeds off each other, I guess, don't they, within the industry locally. So
really do. The groups are really, really strong, and we're, you know, again, really fortunate to be part of those and to be able to lead those as well now. So you know, I've been co-chairing the Construction Focus Group for over 10 years now. I keep saying, do you want me to step down, and I sort of haven't managed to lose the job yet, so we must be doing something right.
We can't lose any of the jobs. No one will let us go.
If anyone else would like to take over of anyone, you're very welcome to.
So what's the best way to find out about all of this? I mean, obviously the Kent Construction Focus Group, you'll find that on the Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce website, guess. Building Kent Connections, Cheryl, if I want to come along to that, is it
best? It's myself, really, yes.
So get in touch with you directly, so on the Twitter or...
I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on Twitter, Construction Cheryl.
So connect with Cheryl on LinkedIn probably in the first instance.
That's fantastic. Right, and then the C Kent Construction Excellence Kent, there's a Kent Construction Excellence website as well.
Yeah, brilliant, great. Look, I think we're going to play a little bit more music. When we come back, I'd like to focus in on the Kent Construction Expo, which is also happening next Thursday, I believe. So do stay with us, and we'll be right back after this.
Academy FM Folkestone.
Biz Connect, the show that promotes and connects businesses.
Welcome back, everybody, to the final part of the BizConnect radio show today. We're talking construction at the moment with Cheryl Corsbrook and Ella Brocklebank. And we were talking about the fact that you guys co-chair the Kent Construction Focus Group. And there's rather an important expo happening next week, the Kent Construction Expo at the County Showground at Detling. So, Cheryl, tell us all about that. Why should people come along to that next week?
So it's on Thursday, the 6th of October. It starts with breakfast at 7:30, going right through to an evening gala dinner. Throughout the day, there are speakers and there are loads of opportunities to network. There are over 100 companies exhibiting during the course of the day. Jenna are one of those.
We will be there. Yeah, please do come and see us. Stand 216, I believe.
I think the stand there's an award for the stand of the year, which you won a couple of years ago.
We did. We're trying to win that again, but
fantastic.
As is every other stand. So there are lots of opportunities to go and see and speak to the people behind the businesses that are the construction of Kent businesses.
Yeah. So a great opportunity to network. Think about your supply chain, I guess, ultimately as well.
It's a brilliant day. Basically, if you're in construction and you're in Kent, you need to be there. Yeah. You know, the great and the good of the Kent construction industry are there. And it's such a busy, jam-packed day with so many great speakers. I'll plug you now, Cheryl, that you're going to be speaking as well.
And what are you talking about? You're going to be talking about networking, aren't you? And do's and don'ts.
I am. So we start off with Ella and I both in the morning in conversation with, and we are really, really pleased that we have Mark Quinn, the developer from Kent, who's done lots of properties around Kent, lots of work with charity as well. And Ella and I will be interviewing him over breakfast. And then I do have a slot for a speaker as a networking. What is the need for networking, I think it's called. And basically come along and listen to some top tips of what you should and shouldn't do within networking. And as Ella just said, if you're busy, you should be networking. And if you're not busy, you should be networking.
Yeah. And as you said, there'll be a packed exhibition hall. 100 companies, did you say?
Exhibited? I think there is.
I think it's even more. And I think they have actually just released a few extra spaces because there's such demand. So I think there might be opportunity if anyone is out there in construction and does want to actually exhibit, you'd probably be able to do so. But as Cheryl said, it's free to attend. So again, there's no excuse, just it's your time. Come along and go around the room. You'll meet lots of great people. Mm. As I say, we're there as Jenna Group. For us, it's a great opportunity. We have to be there every year. For us this year, we're really showcasing the wider Jenna Group in terms of the group of companies that we are, because we have Park Farm Joinery, and today, really excited, we've actually just launched Park Farm Construction, which is the aspect of the business that will undertake the smaller size of projects. So as you alluded to earlier, we're doing some really, really flagship projects down in Folkestone, like F51 and the seafront development, but we were becoming overlooked. It's not a bad problem, but it was to the extent that we do deliver smaller projects. So we've actually rebranded and launched that. So we'll be promoting that at the expo as well. And it's a perfect opportunity for that.
Exciting. Yeah. And I guess there'll be a focus on sustainability as well, building for the future, building green.
Yeah, there is indeed. There's a number of talks about that kind of thing as well. We have a panel which is about a collaboration, which I should be chairing, with Baxels and Eco Electrical and a variety of other businesses, cross business, which is sort of like what Constructing Excellence is all about. And then we also have two great speakers. We have Ellie Carswell and James Sargent, who are the Ellie is the winner for Generation for Change for Constructing Excellence, and James is the young voice of the Constructing Chartered Institute of Building. And we'll be talking about the future of construction as well, and how to get involved, and their journeys, and what they're promoting as well.
Yeah.
So all day, there's so many things to go to. I mean, there's things that are on at the same time, so you never know which to go to. It's a great day and a great opportunity to meet people that you just see on LinkedIn. You know, if you're in Kent, as Ella says, you need to be there.
Yeah.
And the link for that, if I just tell you, Martin, is www.kentconstructionexpo.co.uk. And also you can follow on Twitter or LinkedIn, and you'll find the opportunities on there.
The breakfast is a paid for event, but I know that, you know, there's over 200 already booked in for that, but there's more spaces available, and we just try and make that breakfast engaging. You know, everyone's a little bit sleepy at 7:30 a.m. so we interviewed Guy Holloway last year, who's a well-known local architect who designed F51, who we worked with there, and we just really enjoyed that, didn't we? So actually we were really delighted to be invited back again this year, and we chose Mark Quinn because he's such a prolific developer throughout Kent, and it's just really actually to make people understand there's obviously a negative stigma a lot attached with development. People don't always like change, but actually the community gains of that investment and that those developments is what we really want to promote through our conversation with Mark.
Fantastic, good. So the advice is to get there early. by the sounds of it. Even if you don't get there for the breakfast, try and get there early.
The early bird catches the worm, Martin.
Fabulous. And possibly, you know, as you said, Cheryl, have a look at the website and plan your day, because there is so much going on. You wouldn't want to miss a key talk on a subject that's important to you,
networking,
for example. So, well, there you are.
go and see Cheryl.
Plan your day. Get there early. And, it will certainly be worthwhile, won't it? Fabulous. Good. Well, ladies, I think we've come to the end of the show today. It's been lovely to have you both with us. Just to sort of close off, just give us another shout out for your Donations with a Difference website.
Okay, it's www.dwad.org.
And she's well practiced at that now, aren't you?
And people will obviously be able to talk to you next week at the Kent Construction Expo about that as well, I guess, if they want to.
I'll be on a couple of stands and I'll be just floating around during the day.
Yep. We're always wearing a number of hats, aren't we, really?
Yeah.
So people will see us as Jenna, as Cheryl in her construction consultant role. But, you know, we're always flying the flag for Donations with a Difference. We're always open to conversation there. So, you know, we're incredibly grateful for the generosity of people who've supported us thus far, particularly within the construction industry, but we would love to engage with more businesses and be taken on as their charity of the year. It's so important to us that we continue to fly the flag, and the more money we raise, the more people we can help.
So grab Ella or Cheryl on the day. Cheryl?
If you want to get
not
involved,
literally, please.
No, please. The KCFG, they will be part of the Invicta Chambers stand. So if you want to find out more about the Kent Construction Focus Group, then go along to the Chambers stand at the event as well. I don't know the number. Ella's obviously practiced in her numbering.
I'm sure it'll be a big one.
Wrong. I'm probably going to get told off that I've given out the wrong stand of one of our competitors or something.
Just remind us of the URL for the expo as well.
Is that the website?
You had that earlier.
It's www.kentconstructionexpo.com. co.uk.
Fantastic. Perfect. Great. Well, look, lovely to have you both with us
today. Thank you for having us.
It's been a whistle-stop tour of everything that's going on in construction in Kent, but also the great work that you're doing through Donations with a Difference. I'm sure there'll be businesses out there that would love to get involved with that. So do come along to the expo next week and have a chat with Ella and Cheryl there. But I think for now, that's everything for today. We will be back in 2 weeks' time. We have a green theme to the show in 2 weeks' time. We have Kent County Council on, talking about all of their sustainable business programs in Kent, and a new initiative called Upcycle Your Waste, which is really, really exciting. So they're going to be talking to us all about that. But for now, I think it's all we need to do really is say thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening today. And it's goodbye from all of us.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Speak to you again soon.
105.9 Academy FM Folkestone.
BizConnect, the show that promotes and connects businesses.